Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Nobody is going to hit as hard as life, but it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Han Solo. I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Can't wait. Let's go.
This is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Bart Scott, we have a little bit of a new look here in the studio for those watching on ESPN Plus. Is this a card table? Like, what would you call this? Very intimate. Like, they can't see it. See, they got us on a two shot, so you really can't see what we're talking about here.
It's tight, man.
But it's very tight, actually. You going red today for me?
Yeah, well, we can call it.
There we go.
Show.
There's the table. You see it now.
We can call this shot big man.
What are you watching
table.
On your screen? You better be careful now. You can see what's on your screen. You don't even know where the cameras are.
Where the hell did that camera come from?
I don't know. There's cameras everywhere now. You got to be careful. Watch yourself. Jeez. I know. But still, it's intimate. I'm closer to you. I feel better about this.
Big man,
I can, now
table.
I can really just like glare at you when I disagree. And you can see when I'm frustrated. Or you could also see when I get news that I wasn't, that I wasn't expecting. And I wasn't expecting the Aaron Boone news that we got today, that he's staying 3 years. With
congratulations
the Yankees,
for that, too.
Was not expecting that.
Are you excited? Are you
I'm
happy?
Not anything. I'm apathetic because I don't think he was the problem to begin with because what real power
so
does
who
Aaron
is the,
Boone
so
have?
So who is the problem then? Like, this, the first step to fixing something is admitting that you have a problem. So if you had a disappointing season, what's the problem?
The problem's
the problem?
Math.
Oh, was it Nevin? Oh, it was Nevin waving.
No, the
Judge
math.
Hall.
No, it was, well, that's what they got rid of. Yeah,
home.
Yeah, Marcus Thames.
That's the only one who loses their job. Okay.
Marcus Thames, the hitting coach, he's gone.
Yeah,
they didn't renew
him.
His deal.
Yeah, blame him.
Of course, they're going to change all that up. But as far as, you know, you can't put it on Boone. You got to put it on the math. And I'm telling you, their analytics are not good. They got to get better. They got to get better numbers. Either that or their development stinks. And they got to fire all those guys and get better development coaches because Gleyber Torres and Gary Sanchez have not gotten better. And those are two guys who are supposed to be young stars to get better.
Newsflash.
That's the problem.
Newsflash. Sanchez is who he's going to be. Like,
well,
newsflash.
That's not supposed to be. What is it?
But newsflash. Right. That's what I'm saying. That's not changing.
Yeah, well, it's something's got to change because the manager's not changing. The GM's not changing.
How the hell does this turn to baseball?
Because
we're coming off Monday Night Football.
I know. It was breaking news.
It was
breaking news. I had to get to it. I had to – because it was just like – front of my mind, we're going to get to more of that. We'll go deeper in the show. We'll dive deeper, of course, into the Yankees and Aaron Boone and this decision. Meanwhile, the Astros and the Red Sox, threw up my mouth, are playing in the ALCS in what's been a really entertaining ALCS once again while this is going on. So, yes, and of course, we've got all of you that want to sound off on this at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776, and you can be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is heating up, and fans are hyped. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So, yes, if you want to call and rant about Aaron Boone and the Yankees, be our guest. We will be here for you. But as Bart mentioned, it was Monday Night Football last night. And with that in mind, let's get to Straight Talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And Bart Scott, here's what I'm going to say, and I want you to react. Derrick Henry is the best non-quarterback player in the NFL as far as value to his team. Tell me I'm wrong. There's no other player who is more important to his team and their success that's not a quarterback than Derrick Henry. How am I wrong?
I would argue say he's the most valuable player, non-quarterback to his team. I can agree with that because you can't think of
give me a defensive
another,
player.
I mean you can't. I'm not when you pose that question. Mm-hmm. I go strictly to the offensive side of the ball, right? So I try and look at who's the best receiver, right? You say, oh, well, is it Kelce? Is it maybe Tyreek Hill?
But this guy's because who are they without their quarterback?
This guy's dominant, right? And this guy's dominant. And it's like crazy how he does it. You just kind of look up. Remember how we was just kind of pounding our chest like, oh, man, the Jets kind of held Henry, man. They were making tackles on Henry. Look up, he got 157 yards. He's like, what the hell did this dude get 150 yards?
It's true.
Right? And it's like a ticking time bomb, right? And, like, no matter how much you stop him early on, it's just like, to me, he's Brandon Jacobs with endurance. Like, because Brandon Jacobs was only good for 10 rushes, and then they go with Bradshaw, then they go to Ward. Like, this guy is just a one-man wrecking crew. And like, we keep waiting for the shoe to fall off. And you see his off-season workouts and all the stuff he puts his body through. But the difference is, like, his breakaway speed is ridiculous. Like,
yesterday
he got a speeding ticket. Like, you understand, he was cited after the game. 22 miles an hour is not the speed limit inside of the stadium. It's got to be 15 or lower. He went 21 miles an hour, and it didn't even look like he was moving. And he looks so stiff, and, like, he moves. His moves aren't beautiful. It's like, oh, like, look like lurch. And then he's just pulling away from cats. And it's crazy.
Yeah,
and they don't win that game without him.
Of course not.
And, you know, everybody knew what the mission was coming in. Everybody knew what the mission was. Stop Derrick Henry.
It was the best. It was one of the best running games against one of the best running defenses and one of the best running games.
Well, we knew what that was about. We knew that running defense. We talked about they went against Kansas City. Kansas City don't even attempt to run the football.
Right.
And the teams that they went against really aren't great at running the football. So, like, the numbers are going to start to be real when you get to, like, week 10. Week 10, when you look at somebody, they're going to be battle-tested. At least they're going to go against somebody that can do something really well. And then you can kind of judge the numbers. But the numbers that you can judge early is that King Henry is on pace for 2,000.
And can I also tell you that he is – In the company of some names that when I tell you them, you'll say, oh, yeah, that means you're doing something special.
You better not say Barry Sanders. You bet not say Barry Sanders.
Well, how about this one then? I won't say Barry Sanders. I'll just say this one. So right now, Derrick Henry's the third player who has 750 rushing yards and 10 rushing touchdowns in his team's first six games. The others, Eric Dickerson and Jim Brown. When you're in company of Jim Brown, you're doing something pretty significant.
What do all those running backs have in common? They're all above 6 feet and they
power
all
backs.
Were power backs.
Right.
The power back.
Yes, that's of course 2 o'clock. But yeah, I mean, like everything that he's doing here, again, 143 yards, 3 touchdowns on Monday, his third game with 3 rushing touchdowns this season. And he's just on another level as he continues. You could argue he just continues to get better. And that's why I asked that question. We watched the game and we're trying not to be prisoners of the moment. But it's not about being a prisoner of the moment. It's about just seeing something happening as we keep talking. All right, who's your early season MVP? And you're throwing out names, and every single name seems to be a quarterback. Well, how about this guy? Because the Titans should win that division. They'll be in the playoffs, and they'll be there because of him.
Yeah, because Tannehill is
he's fine.
No, he's not. Arthur Smith must have had him on a string. Because you look at some of the play calls, he's not getting out on the boots, he's not having explosive plays in the passing game. It took him a while to start getting going with A.J. Brown. And listen, coordinators matter, man. And it looks like Tannehill is not having nearly as good of a season. Remember, he was an MVP candidate just 2 years ago because he had the most accurate deep ball because of Henry. And you would think, okay, take Corey Davis away, add Quintoris in there, and it should be easy pickings. And it just doesn't look right. And prayers up to Taylor Lewan. I know.
Yeah, that was scary.
I thought for a second, I thought that maybe it was paralyzed or something like that.
His legs started moving. That was a good night. Right. And then he gave you the thumbs up.
Concussion.
But when you saw that replay, I rewound that back, watched it several times. I'm a big fan of Taylor Lewan. I watched that back several times, and I just kept wondering, what happened?
He's ducking his head.
Yeah, I know, but it just didn't seem like that dramatic.
Impactful. Yeah, but whenever you do that, them glancing blows on the temples, you don't know what you hit, and it clips you in the right spot. And he went limp.
But
that's what happens when, you know, and they need to get that out of the game. I'm tired of seeing these linemen run down and clean up piles, pushing stuff forward. That's whack. If we can't cut you on the end when you're pulling, how can you run 10, 15 yards and just clean me up?
Yeah,
they ain't trying to push. They trying to clean people up, like standing tacklers off the pile. And that's what he ended up getting hurt for. And I don't want to say it's his fault because he ended up being injured. But that's exactly what he did. He put his head down. He wasn't seeing what he was hitting. And he was leaving his feet trying to de-cleat somebody. That's not right.
And, of course, a big story from the game last night was the fact that the Titans won the game 34-31, mainly because the Bills went for it.
What the hell was that?
On fourth down.
What the hell was that?
No, well, that's what I wanted to ask you, because if you think about the win probability – it actually isn't that big of a difference. We know all the coaches use analytics now for this stuff. They're on the 3-yard line, and it's fourth and one, and they're down three, and you're thinking you could kick it and tie, or do you trust your offense and go for it? So the win probability, again, basically said that you should go for it.
Sure.
They needed 59% chance of conversion to justify going for it, right? The expected conversion rate was 61%. Fourth and one decision. Here's your win probability. Go for it. 48.9%. Kick the field goal, 47.5. Why. You tie it, you go to overtime. Who gets the ball if the Titans win the coin toss?
It's a toss.
But that's all right. But that's the probability right there is who, if they get the ball.
You're the better team, man. You talk about Tennessee was very fortunate to be where they was at. They had no damn corners left.
Okay.
Right? They had no corners left. That dude was barbecue chicken. I forget what 39 name is, but we knew exactly when we were in the game who was the damn fish. What did he do? A 45-yard pass interference on the first play. What did he do on the goal line? Give up a touchdown. Then somebody else got hurt. Listen, I was watching the DB that came in being told what to do by the safety before the play. This dude didn't know where to line up. Like, of course.
Well, that's your eyes. Your educated eyes were seeing things that most people don't.
I'm laughing. I'm like, oh, he's the fish. Oh, because listen, let me tell everybody something, right? It's 11 people on the team, right? 11 people on offense, 11 people on defense. That's 22 people, right? Then you don't have backups for everybody. You have you got a backup for a backup, maybe for a couple of positions, and then you have swing people.
Mm-hmm.
They were down to the swing people. Guess how many reps those people got during practice? Zero. Oof. These dudes been doing look team all day. They don't even know half the defensive calls, let alone the damn game plan and adjustment to certain formations. That's why these dudes like, what I do? Man, just stay inside. Just hook, curl, vertical. And I'm laughing because they're like 5 yards apart. If you watch the safeties, they were talking to these dudes. And all you got to do is shift in motion. So I'm saying, hey, just get them into overtime. Because guess what? If you stop King Henry or you get the ball first, you should barbecue chicken these dudes to death because they got nothing on the outside. They had three people get hurt. Jackrabbit got hurt. Farley got hurt.
Right.
And then some other cat got hurt. So now you only carry like seven DBs. They were one player away from having to put a damn safety at quarterback.
So you were looking at it situationally, not as probability. You were going situational. What they were showing you was if you get the ball back again after tying it, you were definitely going to score because they were down to their third or fourth string at that point. But again, on fourth and one there, Josh Allen's rushed 14 times on fourth and run in his career entering that game. He was stopped just once, and it was on a botched snap. And against who? The Jets in 2019.
Bruh.
That's basically it.
Once they stemmed inside, it wasn't enough money. But once they stemmed inside like that, that's four in each gap.
And he slipped.
Because Dawson got de-cleated.
Yes, he did.
Right? But the hole is, and you got to have the patience to do that, and not a lot of quarterbacks that's doing a sneak. If it was just a regular get there, it's different. If you'd have hung the ball over, it's open in a D gap, right? Because they don't have anybody but a safety that can fill it. Josh Allen runs that dude over. But the problem is he had to get vertical quick and he misread. He misread, and once he misread, Dawson got de-cleated. The tackle inside can't really defend the inside. All he can do is try and cave that guy down. Why he didn't, when he shifted inside, why the tackle don't look at him, you got to just jump on his back because he's on a slant inside and it's a gap and a gap and a gap. So now you have to go down. That's why goal line defense is like that. When you put somebody in the gap, the gap that's open is the wider gap. But you got to have the patience. So Josh would have had to step back and then go over. He tried to do it, but he didn't go over enough. And that's why he got de-cleated.
And again, but history would tell you that is one of the best at it. 13 rushing conversions on fourth and one, the most of any player since 2018. And he converted his last 10 on fourth and one until, of course, being stopped last night. Let's just hear from Josh Allen
Josh.
This is a call that I know a lot of people questioned it.
It was dumb.
You say it's dumb.
We lost to a worse team.
You say it's dumb.
Because your coach tried to be a hero.
I say you trusted your team, your players, your offense. So here's Josh Allen.
Didn't work out in our favor, obviously. Didn't have the greatest footing. It happens. Game of inches. The play before was pretty close, too. Didn't turn out in our favor today. We were 2 of 5 in the red zone. We can't do that.
All right, so he's pointing to all the other issues. That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. I get what you're saying, but all the numbers, everything else tells you. And
you really
I don't mind the message. Are you
really showing trust?
Yes.
Because guess what?
How are you not showing trust by doing that?
When you're telling me that you trust Josh Allen, who are you telling that you don't trust?
Your kicker?
No. Your damn defense. You're saying, I don't
think let's get out of here.
No, you're saying, No, give me options. You either get that, either you get it, or you don't. And if you don't get it, you lose.
Yep.
If you kick it, now you have options, right? You can get the coin toss. You can score a touchdown and win on their backup cornerbacks, their backup to the backup to the backups.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're saying that if they get the ball, we can't stop King Henry because he's running down our throat. Or you're saying, hey, we can't figure out a way how to get a three and out and make them punt. We kick a field goal. We get out of here. The other way gives you more options to win.
I understand.
You got three or four options that way.
You live to fight. You live to fight by kicking the field goal. But, of course, things can go wrong on a field goal, as we've seen
this
season.
Come on, son.
Can I add another caveat?
No. But go ahead.
I can't?
Man, where's my cards? Skip you.
We're going to play Uno on the card. But all I'm going to say is, you know what, let's bring in Keyshawn Johnson into the conversation. Join us
right
now.
What's up, Smoke?
On the Goodyear
Hotline.
Man,
how many jobs you got, man? We appreciate you taking time out of your busy square to come holler at us, man. You doing every show on the catalog, man. You a haymon.
Why are you stepping on the host when the host is trying to talk and bring me in?
Let me tell you something, man. Me and Alan got our own thing, man. You don't come on here and produce our show. That ain't your job. I know you got a million of them, but that one ain't it.
So let me
and why
just,
are you screaming?
I'm jacked up on my
You're
man.
Talking about having a million jobs. Don't you have another show with Rex Ryan?
See, I appreciate that. See, that's going to show me that you're a great teammate. Forget what everybody else
Organized
said about you,
chaos,
man. But you see how I did? He just dropped my show for me.
That's right.
Alan didn't even do it, though. But Smoke coming here, hook a brother up right off the bat.
It allows me to let everybody know. Organized Chaos, they break down every week of football, every Monday. Check it out wherever you get
Turn
your podcast.
Turn my mic down, man. I don't want to be in Keyshawn's ear hurting his ears.
So Key, we were just arguing about we were actually having a discussion about the Bills going for it on 4th-and-1 there late. And I have this caveat that he wouldn't let me bring in, so I'll offer it to you. Let's say the Patriots were 5-5-1 at just one on Sunday. Do they go for it there, or do they look at because the situation of the division, confidence in your team, past success with going for it on 4th-and-1? They go for it, and if you lose, you lose.
Yeah, I think the Patriots go for it in that situation. You're on the inch line, man. You're basically on the 3.5 yard line. If you get the first, now you got 4 more downs to punch it in. I don't have a problem with them going for it at all. When you look at the overall conference, right? They haven't put themselves behind the 8-ball to get the bye, because let's face it. Do you think Tennessee is going to run the table and get a first-round bye? Who's more likely to run the table and get the first-round bye, the Buffalo Bills or the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, the Bills, of course.
The Bills. So it's kind of like only team ahead of them that with one loss is Baltimore. Other than that, Cincinnati, they're going to come back down to earth at some point. So when you look at that, who is in playoff contention, the Kansas City Chiefs, they've already got 3 losses. The Chargers will lose a couple more. Pittsburgh's are pretty much probably out of it in most people's minds. Cleveland's probably getting ready to be out of it based on the injuries and stuff like that. So when you start breaking down the conference, they got 2 losses. They still got themselves in position to get the first round bye, the only bye, because there's not 2 byes anymore. So I would have gone for it for sure.
See, this, where I disagree, Key, is like I think that, you know, that's a win or go home type of scenario. And it's important for you to make sure that you're the number one seed, because the beauty of Kansas City faltering is the fact that you wanted to go through those elements up there at Orchard Park,
But Bart, but I've already beat Kansas City head to head, so I'm already one up on them.
Yeah, but I want everybody to come. I don't want the Ravens. I want the Ravens to have to come there and Lamar Jackson try and throw through that win when I know my quarterback got a strong arm.
But you know Lamar. It's still got games to play, and you probably are betting that he's going to lose 1 or 2 more games.
Because it's 11. It's a long. See, that's the thing. That extra week, it just feel like there's so much season still left to be played. Keyshawn Johnson joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Key, we were also discussing Derrick Henry, and I asked this question. I wonder how you feel about it, because I know you guys talked about it this morning on your show, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, and that is Derrick Henry's impact on his team. All we ever talk about when we do MVPs, who are the MVP through 6 weeks, it's always a quarterback. Would you say that Derrick Henry is the most valuable player that is not a quarterback in the league to his team?
Yes. Yes, it's not. I mean, like, if he wasn't running the ball, they wouldn't be sitting at the position that they're sitting in. I mean, we clearly know this dude getting ready to rush for about 2,200 yards. So we clearly know what he means to the team. The team is not built, as I try to tell everybody when you were co-hosting with me, Han, everybody, Julio Jones this, Julio Jones that, it's going to change. No, they're not. They're going to do what they do, which is get a football to Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you're crazy, Key. They got the most lethal passing game. And remember all that? Remember that, Han?
Mm-hmm.
And I kept telling everybody, no, man. Tennessee's going to do what they do. Yeah. They're not going to change based on getting a player. They run the ball, and if he gets an opportunity to catch a pass, they'll throw it to him.
I tell you what, man, Ryan Tannehill has come down to earth. I think he's really missing Arthur Smith because he's not been able to get it going. His balls are skipping. You know, I'm concerned. But this is a team that, if they get in the playoffs because of the way they play, can be dangerous. You know, I think it can be dangerous. But I just still think, go back to the fact, man, did you see when 39 came in the game, talk about barbecue chicken, man. This dude was nervous as can be, man. That's why, that's a message to all the kids out there. Make sure even if you're not in the game plan, you prepare. He was like Willie Beeman. They told him, get his helmet, get in the game. He was like, what the hell is going on?
throw up before he goes. All right, Key, we got to run. But beforehand, we got the NBA beginning tonight. And your Lakers were 0-6 in the preseason.
Talk to his Dodgers.
Any concern?
It's the preseason, man. Are you serious right now?
Yes, I am. Okay, they are the oldest team in the league.
How many games did the Knicks win in the preseason?
They went 4-0, my man.
Oh, are they going to the championship?
We're
going to
hang a banner for that.
Yeah, are they going to be in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, you've got to admit, though, as the oldest team in the league, that is the
one
concern.
No, I do not have to admit, because it's not true based on the oldest team and all that. Do you want LeBron James on your team?
Of course you do.
Okay, do you want Anthony Davis on your team?
Well, that's when we start debate.
That's
because
not what I'm asking you. It's a yes or no.
Of course you want him on your team, but once again, okay, this is a team that is
Westbrook
built.
Do you want Westbrook on your team?
And the one guy that you wonder
do
about.
Do you want Westbrook on the Knicks? Yes or no?
No.
They had the chance, and they decided
you're lying.
Not to.
Now you just go.
Now he's got me. He's got me because he knows.
Westbrook is building houses with the bricks.
But he knows. I wanted Westbrook on the Knicks. You have prior information.
Three dudes.
Yes.
No. If you just take those three dudes.
Mm-hmm.
One by one, would you take them on the Knicks?
Yes, those three for sure.
Would you take all three of them on the Knicks?
I would, but that I'd still have concerns about.
Would you take a backup who's going to give you minutes, who knows how to play in the postseason, Rondo on your team?
So you're comparing it to a roster that is not a championship caliber roster.
No. What I'm doing,
what you're doing,
is just letting you know that the makeup of our team may be old and wise, but they're young and still can go.
Standing eight count, man. Come on, defend yourself, Allen. You can't defend yourself. I just hit the bell.
What Key just did here is masterful because he just flipped the argument on me. What all I was asking was, in comparison to other championship caliber teams, not to the New York Knicks, the concern about them is, can they go the distance? That's basically it. Do they have the knowledge and talent? Yes. But the funny thing is that the youngest guy among your stars is the one you worry about the most about getting hurt. So that's it.
But which one? Who's gotten hurt?
Well, not yet. But it's been an issue over the last couple
of years.
But
who's been hurt, though?
LeBron James got hurt.
Somebody fell on him. He didn't get hurt playing basketball.
That's LeBron, yes. I wasn't talking about him. I was talking about Davis, who just seems to each year always get hurt.
Yeah, he's got a little boo-boo problem here and there. But come on, man. Stop hating.
Key, thanks for adding value. Thanks for adding value to our show, man. We are all smarter and more enlightened by having you in our presence.
And we appreciate you as always, my man.
Well, you need to go tell the bosses that.
I do every day.
I just did.
All right. We got to run.
It's called passive aggressive, Key.
On the Goodyear hotline. So coming up, yes, as we're talking with Key, the NBA season is underway starting tonight. And yet one player who's made a lot of headlines in this offseason, he's not going to be available for his team. Not because he doesn't want to be, because they told him, oh no, you can't play. A flip in a story that we got to tell you about after Bart has this.
From Straight Talk. 5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get this, a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all in America's best networks, 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money, Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G compatible devices required. Actual availability and coverages and speeds may vary. Back after this, after we tile Allen off.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Keyshawn Johnson joining us. Key, what's up?
If you hear the horns, I'm in New York City, obviously walking in the rain, trying to find my Uber so I can go home and get out of the rain.
Oh, did I hear somebody in the back say, chocolate drop or delicious? I thought I saw somebody call, but they talking to you?
If I get hit by a car messing around on y'all show, you gonna pay my medical bill.
We definitely don't need that to happen.
Chocolate drop.
Bart and Han.
All you do is cause trouble. You're the guy that pushes that limit each time. Keyshawn makes the guests comfortable.
Keyshawn better grow that little Prince or Morris Day mustache back if you want me to trust him.
Come on now.
Can't be a black man over 40 Stop with no facial
it.
Hair, man.
Although there are some trust issues going on in Philly right now that we're going to get to in a second. Some breaking news, as you heard on the Sports Center. It's Bart and Han, Allen Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. So, let's see. It begins with the Sixers announcing that Ben Simmons has been suspended for one game for detrimental conduct to the team. So the Sixers open the season tomorrow night in New Orleans against the Pelicans. We didn't know if he was going to dress at all. We know he's been back at practice, but then some videos surfaced from practice, and one of them showed him walking with a cell phone in his pocket of his shorts during practice. I don't know how hard you're practicing if you got your phone on you.
I didn't even know practice pants had pockets in them.
Well, these did. And then they show a huddle. Another video that I retweeted just a minute ago, it shows a huddle at the end of practice. They're all getting together, hands in, 3-2-1 Cancun. Mm-hmm. And he's in the background. And if you look carefully, you could see him. He's not in the huddle. His hand doesn't go in. He's just dribbling a basketball around. And then the minute the huddle breaks, he goes right to the locker room, just out, gone. So with that in mind, imagine that video got to Doc Rivers. So when they had practice this morning, they were seeing how he would conduct himself. And according to Adrian Wojnarowski, Doc Rivers threw Ben Simmons out of practice today, and the suspension came shortly thereafter, according to sources. So that's it. And Woj goes on to say, Simmons' reluctance to physically and mentally engage with the Sixers since his return has been a consistent theme, according to sources who told ESPN. So that's basically where we are right now with the Ben Simmons drama. And Bart, suspending him means one thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, get that money.
Yeah.
But listen, I'll suspend him again.
Because he's only here so he doesn't lose the money.
I'll suspend him again. Like, I'll suspend him every day. Like, because if you do it twice, it doubles. I'm sure it doubles or the penalty.
Well, it's games. It's games.
But I'm talking about what I'm saying. If it's
you're only paid for games. Yeah, so that's when you suspend him, game after game.
But you can get him weeks, though. Like, if you continue, I'm sure the penalty, I don't know how it is in basketball, but in football, if you do something twice, the penalty is twice as harder.
Okay.
And it kind of doubles and triples over itself. So, listen, I don't understand. Listen, if that would have been with me, I would just smack the hell out of him. Like if you're going to do that, like, I would make it, like, put him in the game.
Who? Is Joel Embiid needs to confront him?
I tell you what, man, Tobias Harris, somebody needs to step up. Like, bro, and if that's the case, nah, Doc, put him out there. Put him out there. We're going to pick him. We'll prove a point. We're going to hard pick him. Then he's going to get in a fight. Then he's going to swing or somebody going to get
you always,
then you really kick him out.
Wait. What did you always say, though? What's the one thing Simmons can say? Oh, hamstring. Ah, hamstring. Tight. Medic.
Yep.
That's what you do. And I can't scrimmage. Hamstring,
It's cool. It's cool. I'll make him have to rehab. So the hours he had to rehab, and I'll make him travel.
But you can't suspend an injured player. And that's cool. See, I'm looking at the chess match that's going on right now. That's what's going on. He shows up, so he's not going to lose his money. But he's completely disengaged, as Woj is reporting. Right? So then what do they do and say, okay, well, you're only here to get paid, but you're not engaging, you're not participating, conduct detrimental. You're embarrassing us, so we're now suspending you so you don't get paid. So yeah. What does he do? And now what's the next chess piece? What's the next move?
Injury.
That's the next move. Injury. Oh, I'm hurt. You can't do that. You can't suspend an injured player. And there you go.
But then you make him have the rigorous rehab so much that if he don't show up, then you say kind of detrimental because he didn't show up for rehab.
Mm. Well, this story, again, it's just starting to evolve right now.
We can be petty.
Yeah, well, this is going to be petty. Yes, this is Richard Petty, the king of all petty.
I'll make him show up to the games, too.
Got a quote here that we just got from Doc Rivers. I thought he was a distraction today. I didn't think he wanted to do what everyone else was doing. I'm going to give Ben every chance to be part of the team. Remember, that's what Doc's been saying. I want him here. He said, as a coach, I have to protect the team first. My job as a coach is to keep trying to get the guys to buy in. That's my job. I'm not going to stop doing my job. So he's been the one guy that has said, no, we got to figure it out. We got to make it work. We got to tell him we want him here. No, he does. They said we want him here. But he doesn't want to be there. He's the one that said, I don't want to be there anymore. He's the one that wanted out.
If Doc could trade him for something, he would love to trade him.
If they could, but there's no – what's the value?
That's what I'm saying. So, like, you can't go back to Ben Simmons and say, we really don't want you, but now we need you. We have to have you. He's like, well, you know what I'm saying? You've already told me and showed with your statements after the playoff game that you don't really rock with me like that. Mm-hmm. So don't come back and Mike Jones me because now you ain't got nothing for me. So now you need me at least to win games. Nah, so I understand Ben's point, but I also understand Doc's point. If you want to be petty, we'll just send you home. We'll take your money.
All right, well, what should happen here with the Sixers and Ben Simmons? Should they suspend him indefinitely? How should this work, or should they make him play? 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Tim Legler, by the way, who understands what it's like to play in Philadelphia, he had this to say about the situation.
They know the only reason he stepped foot into that facility a couple of days ago was because of the money. Those direct deposits stopped. He said, man, this is escalating quickly out here. The money is not there, and that's why he shows up, and everybody in there knows it. This is a guy that made it clear, I don't want to play there anymore. The very first time he shows it again and he is exposed and that issue surfaces with him, lack of confidence, you know, body language, whatever it may be, that base is going to start in on him and they are going to be relentless until that situation gives. It's too much pressure right now with Ben Simmons being there.
That's a tough place to play, as we know. Philadelphia is tough on opponents, but it's equally tough on those who are on the home team, especially those who don't want to be there and let the fan base know that. The process is officially over, and Ben Simmons wants out. What do you say? 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Adam Silver must love this because, hey, the season's beginning tonight. And there's a lot of better things to be talking about. It's a 75th anniversary season of the NBA. It's an exciting time in the league where there's a lot more parity than we've ever seen before. And yet we're talking about a player who has 4 years left on his contract holding out and wanting to be traded. So that's going on right now. We've got your calls on the NBA and the NFL coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Hello.
Welcome back. Barton on ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. We are through 6 weeks of football. And normally that feels like, wow, we're almost halfway through the season.
You get to 8.
But it doesn't feel like that because I know it's still, well, what's the difference? It's one more week. I don't know why, but when I say there's 11 weeks left,
yes,
you're like, my God, there's still 11 weeks left. It's a lot of football to be played. But still, it does feel like the contenders are separating a little bit from the pretenders. So, Bart, if I'm going to ask you not to power rank teams right now, because that's different. Right now, teams are playing well. What I'm asking you to do is forecast for me, not Bostradamus, but just forecast for me.
Oh, why not?
I will do that on Friday. Give me 4 or 5 teams, if there are that many. Or actually, you tell me how many teams you see right now that are legit. Like, I can see them in the Super Bowl. Because some teams you're like playing well, but I don't know if I can see them getting there.
Right. Okay.
Give me those teams that you say, these are the legit Super Bowl teams that I could see playing in February.
All right, cool. Let's start with the NFC West, right? Let's say who's a contender, who's a pretender. I'm going to go contender the Los Angeles Rams. And I say that because this is a team that's been to the Super Bowl, but also this is a team that has endured a lot of pain, right? This is a team that's in a struggle, right? So they have scar tissue in recent memory to kind of,
and they added a piece that they think will put them over the top, which is the quarterback. All right, there's one.
So Arizona is not a strong contender.
So can you see?
They would be an admiration. They would be a surprise, right? Every once
aberration.
In a while.
So every, you could see them being there, or you're not, like, you're not buying
they,
it?
Listen, they can get there, but I don't think they have to hurt first.
Okay.
You got to endure some pain before you can get, like, right. Very few teams go straight to the top without enduring some pain or some struggle.
How about the Packers?
No, I'm going to go through the list for you. So man. The NFC North, I'm going to go to Packers, our contenders. Once again, you talk about that pain. You talk about Aaron is a Super Bowl champion. Mm-hmm. You talk about this team has come knocking on the door for the recent coming years, and they've experienced enough pain to kind of deserve to be there, right?
Okay.
So let's go to NFC East. Everybody's favorite pick, the Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys, right? I think they will eventually maybe be there, but not this year. They're a team that can surprise anybody. They can beat anybody when they're on. But you talk about, you know, having to go through maybe potentially playing the Chargers, playing the Buccaneers. Can they beat any one of those teams? Yes.
Okay.
Is it likely? Probably not, because experience, you know, people don't realize when you get to the postseason, experience matters.
Okay.
Because the game is different.
Bucks.
Okay. Let's go to NFC South. Okay. The Bucks are contenders, right? They're in that window, and they have an opportunity. Carolina Panthers, pretenders. They can be spoilers, right? If they get into the postseason, if they get C.J. Henderson back, if they get J.C. Horn back, they get McCaffrey back eventually, and they have Stephon Gilmore, you talk about they can be somebody that beats somebody that's supposed to be the favorite. Every once in a while, we used to see the Patriots get upset by the Ravens or the Jets, or somebody lose a game they're not supposed to lose, the Steelers in recent history last year. All right. Tennessee Titans.
No. We don't have time. Well, I'll tell you, that was the NFC side of things.
NFC.
Those are the teams you see being contenders in the NFC. What we will discuss the next time are the teams in the AFC that you believe are the true Super Bowl contenders.
Almost like we planned it out that way.
Yeah, but right now, the way you have it is the Rams you believe in, the Packers you believe in, the Cowboys you don't believe in, not this year. The Cowboys in Arizona you're putting in the same place, which is you haven't been through it yet.
Yeah, they got
to
hurt.
To get there, so you don't believe in them. Coming up, we will get to the AFC teams that Bart Scott believes are true Super Bowl contenders, and we'll get to that in a little bit. We appreciate everybody, of course, for joining us on ESPN Plus and on ESPN Radio. More to come. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. We had Keyshawn Johnson on, started all kinds of arguments, thanks to Bart. Then we'll have Jay Will on as well. So two-thirds of KJM on the show today, and Jay Will joins us in about 12 minutes to discuss what has become all of a sudden a big story. It's really been a story in the offseason for the NBA, but now today on the opening night of the NBA, Ben Simmons remains a major story as the breaking news just a few minutes ago that the Sixers have suspended him for their season opener tomorrow night against the Pelicans. Why is that significant when we didn't think he was going to play? Because when you suspend a player for conduct detrimental to the team, and as Doc Rivers explained, he wasn't engaged physically or mentally with the team in practice since he's rejoined. And what that means is that now they don't have to pay him because players are paid per game. So they don't have to pay him now for that one game. And that's where, of course, for a player, you hit them the most. So we'll see what the next move is for Ben Simmons, Clutch, and Rich Paul and that whole situation. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number, because I do feel like, Bart, as an NFL player, and I know NFL guys always watch the NBA, and they look at the money, they look at the guarantees and everything, and there's a little bit of jealousy.
Yeah.
But this is a situation where he's got a big-time contract, he's got a ton of money left, and he's like, nah, I want out, and I don't want to play. And in the NFL, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, players try. We know Deshaun Watson was trying. Oh. But you really don't get away with it nearly as much as in the NBA. That's just becoming a regular thing now.
Because the money is guaranteed, so you're emboldened. Because you know that money, that if you even if you say, hey, you know, I'll lose a little money, but you know, like, he knows – theoretically, like, if he loses a couple million, he's still got 120 left on the contract. The problem is, like, his value to itself isn't the same value that, you know, the Sixers would need back in return. So, like, what can you get for him? How many pieces do you need for him? Like, he's still a young, talented player, but not a lot of teams are willing to give up their star player.
Why would you?
In return for his star player. Like, it's like what's like the equivalent? Like, he thinks, oh, I'm just as good, or I'm a trade for Kawhi, or I'm a trade for Dame, or let's trade for Kyrie. Like, nah, bro, you more like Brogdon. Like, see, and that hurts his feelings.
Oof.
But that'll hurt his feelings, right?
I don't
right?
know about that. Look, the stats tell you.
But that'll hurt his feelings.
I understand, but the stats tell you that the Sixers are better with him, with Simmons and Embiid on the court together. They're better. They were better last year. They're better offensively and defensively when the two are on the floor together. But he doesn't want to be there anymore. There's something about the way he finished the playoffs that you just don't like. The fact that he doesn't have an outside shot, that part of his game really doesn't exist. There's a lot of things that you worry about if you do try to trade for him. And if you're the Sixers, this is an all-star. You don't trade him for nothing just to get rid of him. You have an asset.
Would they have been better with Jimmy buckets and letting him walk?
Wow. Right?
See, well, so that's the I whole mean, thing. See, so but, yeah. that, but that's what I'm saying. So if I'm Embiid, I'm like, yo, we let Jimmy buckets go.
And now he's in Miami where they can beat
him. We had him there.
Yep.
But we wanted to make you feel comfortable because we've been protecting your feelings around here. You think about Simmons.
Good point.
Ben Simmons is the only superstar that I've ever seen. Maybe it's one or two. He's the only superstar that I've ever seen that didn't get better at anything.
Well, he's a great defensive player. He's a great playmaker. But you're right that he never added the element of the outside shot.
LeBron came in here, couldn't shoot. Right? And he's still not the greatest shooter. But when you look up at the 3 points made, LeBron is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, great players plug up holes in their game. But Ben Simmons, he don't even attempt to shoot a three. Like, dude, they're not going to cut you if you shoot a three. Is your psyche that weak that you don't want to get booed?
Well, if you stink at it.
Westbrook stinks at it. He'll still Brody will still throw it up there.
A little different.
I think hell, Draymond Green's like, hey, they leaving me open. Hey, Steph, I got to shoot it. He like, nope.
888 say yes. Let's get some calls on this. David's in Georgia. Come on, David.
Yeah, I think Ben Simmons needs to plug up holes in his maturity first, and he's not handling this right. He needs to go to practice and play angry and prove to future potential teammates, I'm not a guy who's going to quit when things aren't going my way.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to be setting himself up for the next contract. I don't like him moping around like a child at all. I don't like it personally, but I think it's not smart for him professionally either.
I got you, David. It's such a terrible look for him that if I'm representing him, I'm telling him this is not the way you handle it. Let's go to Mike in Florida. Mike?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How we doing?
Good. I would say, and you guys just kind of pooped all over my point, but you trade Simmons to Brooklyn for Kyrie. You give another asset to the Nets, like a pick, another player,
Kyrie.
Well, it's not just that. No. And Mike, it's very interesting point to make. And here's the thing: Sean Marks would do it in a heartbeat. He would, because you want to have that third player, and I think he'd fit. The issue, of course, is Kyrie right now isn't the issues that you have there. Would he go to Philly? First of all, would he agree to a trade? Second of all, how would that work in Philadelphia? I think he and Embiid would be fantastic together, but so far, nothing has come of that. But you wonder if those conversations might come up even more. So how does Ben Simmons' situation resolve itself in Philly? We'll ask Jay Will when we come back. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN+.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.